Friday again on Culture File, and this autumn that means we're going to hear from one of the soloists in the new season of online RTE NSO concert series, the latest of which will be happening later on this evening. So this time it's the turn of clarinetist John Finucane to share with us his Culture File likes.
I'm John Finucane, and I'm clarinet player, conductor and educator. And recently I've been busy preparing to perform the Clarinet Concerto by Mozart. Over the past few months, I've taken to watching several different TV series, and the most recent one that I've enjoyed is the German series Dark on Netflix. With so many different time changes over these 33-year cycles, and eventually with a second reality superimposed, it's a bit of a challenge to remember who's who, who's time-travelled to when, who has become who, and also which zone they're currently in. But I've got a family tree of the whole thing now, and I might just browse back once again.
Schon vor Wochen ist in der Kleinstadt Winden ein 15-jähriger Junge auf mysteriöse Weise verschwunden.
When it comes to novels, I was trying to practice my French in the vain hope of taking a holiday. So I dug out a book I'd bought there several years ago and never got round to reading. Originally in English, by Nicole Krauss, its French title is L'Histoire de l'Amour. Before that, I was reading Ian McEwan's Atonement. When it comes to podcasts, I have to say I might be the only person in Ireland that has never listened to one. I recently watched for the umpteenth time the movies Jeanne de Florette and Manon des Sources, and I find the Verdi theme from The Force of Destiny played on the harmonica so beautifully. It's so incredibly haunting that it stays in my head for hours on end. And then that moment, that surge of emotion when the strings come in. Ah. Great movies, great music. For a food experience, I think it has to be more than just the food. Last year, my wife, Marjana, and I had a late evening dinner on the beach, feet in the sand, as they say, in Juin-les-Pins, near Antibes, in the south of France. The food was good, the wines were better, the company was lovely, and to complete the evening, there was a 15-minute firework display while we sat and sipped some of the local rosé. A happy day. I enjoy all nice perfumes. I wear some Dior, Chanel. But one of my favourite scents is that of the actual perfume shop. All the tester sprays of the previous week all gathered up as one, making a fantastic wall of perfume. And the other, for me, even nicer aroma, is the most scented rose bush I have ever known. It's an orange rose we found this summer in Mount Usher Gardens, and I really can't wait to go back there next year.
The likes of John Finucane there, and you can hear him live with the RTE NSO in Mozart's Clarinet Concerto and other works, conducted by Gavin Maloney. And you can watch that this evening live on RTE Culture, as well as hearing it on RTE Lyric FM.